As per usual, we've spent the week looking ahead at the next opponent. And when you look at Carolina, you can't help but start with number one. Mike McCarthy joked this week that preparing for Cam Newton might take having Julius Peppers play quarterback on the scout team. Newton's 6'5", 250-pound frame, however, is no joke.
You know, you're willing tackles. Cam Newton, he's like almost as big as Julius. I mean,
right, yeah, he got the same size.
You're a willing tackler, but how do you get a dude like that down?
Gang tackle.
Newton is hit and sacked.
The chink in Newton's armor, accuracy. His 54.2 completion percentage ranks 32nd, but he does have a cannon for an arm.
Newton from a clean pocket, end zone, Olsen, got it, touchdown, Carolina Panthers.
He's the best quarterback we're going to play this week. He's a huge weapon for him, and it's going to be a huge challenge.
Be it Newton or featured back Jonathan Stewart, the Panthers.
Running free, Stewart 25, 30.
And you can take this to the bank.
Newton keeps his balance, has the first down.
Are going to run the ball. They keep it on the ground over 50% of the time, the highest rate in the league. And when it comes to rushing yards, they also rank number one.
We aim to make the offense one-dimensional, and that, you know, we want to take the run away, make them a passing offense. So that's where it starts, and that's every week and every game. That's the main thing we want to do. So we got a challenge this week for this team, because they run the ball.
They also take it away and are a top five club in that category. The heart and soul of Carolina's defense, Luke Kuechly. Their all-pro middle linebacker is hard to get ahead on. And if you don't, he will make the tackle.
Hit right away and drop. Luke Kuechly almost intercepted the handoff.
He's always able to read the play, you know, get to that edge on you, on a lineman, before they can get there. So that's what makes him one of the best in the biz.
Actually, Carolina is blessed with impact players on all three levels. Up front, it's K1 Short. And in the back end, Josh Norman. Net result, the stingiest opponent QB rating in the league, 64.5.
They got some beasts at linebacker. You know, they got a heavy front, and they got some guys that are good in their secondary as well. So when you combine all that, it's going to, you know, give quarterbacks a little bit of help.
Nobody said it would be easy. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.